Pray. Lord, open our hearts to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe your word. Amen. McCain, Obama, Huckabee, Clinton. All of these presidential candidates have something in common, a common theme for their campaigns. It can be expressed with one word. In a picture taken Saturday when Senator Obama was speaking down at the university on campus here, in the background of that picture, that one word appears when it says, "Eau Claire for change." Change is the common theme that is found in these campaigns. All the candidates claim that they're going to bring about change in the White House. And of course, they claim that their particular form of change is going to make everybody happier and richer and healthier and safer. Well, that's the kind of thing voters like to hear. People want change because they're never quite happy enough, never quite rich enough, or healthy enough, or safe enough. So how is it with you? Do you want change for your life? Well, I would guess that you do, in some ways. Some things that are going on in your life right now are just fine. You want to keep them that way. Other things, yeah, change would be good. What about your religion? Do you want change in your religion? Do you want God to change his teachings, his way of doing things? In the book of Malachi, God declares, "I am Jehovah. I do not change." Now, God spoke these words about 2,400 years ago. And about 1,200 years before that, at a time when God's people were probably wondering where God was and whether or not God had forgotten his covenant. At that time, God came to a shepherd named Moses and told him, "I am that I am." This was the name by which God chose to reveal himself to Moses and to Israel. This is the way he wanted them to identify him. The I am God. Not the I was God, nor the I will be God, but the I am God. He is what he is, and always will be what he is. Here we have the name Jehovah, the eternal, unchangeable God. Children of Israel needed to know that God does not change. He makes a covenant, he keeps a covenant. He promised to Abraham that they would be delivered from Egypt, and now he tells Moses to go and do it. Throughout the history of Israel, God remained that same God. He remained Jehovah, Jehovah God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. At no time did God ever change from being this kind of a God. Now, one of the Hebrew words that characterizes God is chesed. It means steadfast love. Now, what would that word mean if we had a God that is constantly changing? A God that blows with the wind, that shifts around like shadows do. Scripture tells us that God, with God, there is no variation or shadow of turning. So this word, chesed, is a word that to be embraced, to be clung to with your heart. Steadfast love. Love that is steadfast. It doesn't change. It doesn't wax and wane like the moon through the month. It doesn't ebb and flow like the tides. His love is constant, unchanging, steady, firm, unshakable. That's why through 4,000 years of Old Testament history, Jehovah remained faithful to his covenant promises. And at the end of those years, he sent his son into the world just like he said he would. He sent his son to secure forgiveness, life, and eternal salvation for everybody. And what did he name him? He named him Jesus. Jehovah saves. He gave him the name that means the eternal, unchangeable one is our Savior God. Many people claim that the world is changing and we need to change with it. Well, that's okay in some ways. But then they go on to say that we need to change our religion too. In other words, they're saying God must change. But God does not change. He is above and beyond all the changes that take place in this sinful world. He is what He is, what He's always been, what He will always be. He is. If this were not so, how would you ever be sure that your sins are really forgiven today? How could you be sure that Jesus is with you always, even unto the end of time? How could you be sure that there really is a crown of life waiting for you in heaven? And that when you get there, it'll be there. God does not change. And so you can be sure. You can be sure that you remain now and always in the steadfast embrace of the love of God. ILC exists today because God does not change. You are here as students and teachers and members of the staff because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. I am Jehovah. I do not change. We pray. Lord God, steadfast and true, you do not change, and your promises stand firm forever. Therefore, help us hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Hear our cries for Jesus' sake. Amen. And we close with hymn 427, verses 1, 6, and 7. 427.